Straight from the Failure to Comply studios in Ontario, Canada, May 5th, 2006, this is Failure to Comply, the pilot episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the most amazingest talk show to ever hit podcast! This is FTC, Failure to Comply, where we bring you random crap about whatever the hell we want to talk about. It's random, it's retarded, and guess what? We're politically incorrect too. FTC.
Radio.
Yeah, forgot about the radio. Anyway,
sorry guys.
Yeah, we ain't fancy. Hello, welcome to the show. I am Mark.
Je suis Kanmani.
She lived with the French for a while. Don't blame her there.
Yeah, she's not that great,
I'm
though.
Todd.
And I am Brendan Steven.
The one
I said my last name.
I want to get in on this. Kanmani Penumbulum. Yes!
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to clarify, her name is Penumbulum. P-U-N-A-N.
What the?
No, it's
you know what? Don't even try to spell it.
It's P-O-N-N-A-M-B-A.
I tried, guys. I tried.
I memorized it.
Okay. I don't know how to spell Steven.
Anyway, back
so
to business.
So we come from the small.
So, like the tall, dark voice.
I can already tell
voice.
I'm going to have to do, like, hours of editing on this episode.
So,
no, you won't. It's good.
Like the tall, deep-voiced man.
It is the pilot, after all.
Shut
it
up,
has to
man.
Suck.
Like the tall, deep-voiced man at the beginning of the show, we're here to be completely and totally wrong about everything. And yet, at the same time, we're going to be right. Right, guys?
Yes. Online, just anyway. To give you a little background.
Back me up, guys!
Pretty much.
Just okay. To give you a little background, we come from the small place overseas called Canada.
Ooh, Canada!
This concept may be foreign to you, you know.
This small, ancient country
with
is,
a C.
Apparently, you guys may not realize this, we're your friends.
Let's make up a few facts about Canada.
Okay, we live in a country where the French coexist non-peacefully with the English.
It's winter 11 months of the year.
Mark, I have to go tie my moose up.
We're eating poutine right now.
Let's just get a few things out of the way. Guys, I really think we have an opportunity here to just help the Americans realize that we're not at all as stupid as we think. First of all, exactly. Not all of us are lumberjacks. Okay?
Oh, I am. Damn it.
Sorry,
step two. Not all of us are obsessed with maple syrup. All right,
okay,
we're not all
yourself.
Drunks. We're not all drunks except for me and Todd. But that's just Tuesdays.
God,
and
I love Tuesday.
Also, we're not warmongers.
No, especially
no.
Not.
No.
Not too common in today's America.
Be nice to the Americans. He didn't mean it. Don't bomb us. Yeah. So, basically, what we're gonna do on the show is just talk about random crap. And if you enjoy random crap, then you'll enjoy yourself
you're
here.
You're welcome to stop talking anytime.
Yeah,
too.
Pretty much.
Brendan's just going to fill yes. in all the dead air. Okay. That's why he's here.
La, 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 la.
Okay, anyway, I think this segues beautifully into a lot of my topics. Death penalty in Canada.
Okay, ooh. Death penalty in Canada.
Hold on, let me explain the situation here. Yeah, we have Brendan up. Steven here. Picture this. Can't see it on the radio.
Hi, guys.
But, okay.
Thumbs up,
guys. Let him explain the death
yeah,
penalty.
Okay, he killed everyone in Ontario.
Hurrah.
Even the babies, even
yeah.
the women,
but not the moose
the
because
women.
They are what is Canada.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't touch
what about
the moose.
Beaver.
Okay. Anyway,
the beaver.
Screw the beaver.
Nobody
the beaver,
cares about the beaver.
The beaver is so yesterday.
So
Todd.
Brendan killed everyone, and he doesn't get killed for that.
Right,
he,
yeah.
he just gets life in prison.
Exactly. Is this
so.
An example
actually,
or did I actually do this?
Actually,
you might have.
That might have been a Tuesday because I can't remember.
You know? And since all the Ontarians are dead, the Quebec people are coming in and stealing our fish.
They're
They're taking the
Ontario
fish, guys.
Doesn't have any.
Yeah,
fish.
We
have
where?
Fish.
Where do we get this?
Lake
fish?
Ontario.
Okay, you Americans may not know this, but we have 5 really, really, really big lakes.
Hey, what about all the people?
Therefore,
from
Todd is
Kazakhstan,
just wrong.
Huh?
You'll learn very quickly. Todd's the wrong one in this
Kazakhstan?
Group.
Kazakhstan, where's Kazakhstan?
Like Kazakhstan. Oh, Kazakhstan. Seriously, how do you know they're all Americans?
Even they know about
the
Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstanis could be listening
yeah, and
to
the
us
Syrians,
right now.
Okay. The North Koreans,
the Iraqis.
No one goes in and no one comes out.
Exactly.
So the death penalty. What do you think, Kamini? What do you think?
Oh, God. Well, okay. Let's compare death to life in prison.
Good call, good call.
Same See, thing, no.
Death, you die.
If
life
there's
in prison,
no such thing as heaven.
Raped by the guards. Okay, death penalty.
Serious
sure,
issue.
Let's keep it. It worked great for
us. We don't have it.
Our
yeah.
I say we get
it.
Because, like, we're spending too much money on making big
you?
Stone buildings to shoot people. So if we
I
just kill them,
I think you're confusing us with the U.S.
Let's
we'll
take
use
a moment so we can kill Brendan.
Ow! My face! It burns my skin.
Or that could be the gonorrhea.
Should we do some subliminal advertising? Just they'll call us.
Go to Tim Hortons.
Listen to Podjo.
Hey, did you know Tim Hortons isn't Canadian anymore?
Okay, Mark, they're already listening to Podjo.
Listen to Podjo.
They already are listening to Podjo.
Okay, I'm just gonna throw this out there. Tim Hortons is not Canadian anymore.
Tim Hortons
what?
Is dead.
Isn't that horrible? And
well,
what?
Owned by Wendy's.
Yes. What?
Okay, that's enough. I'm screaming.
Okay, yeah, they're owned by Wendy's, which is a U.S.
That's horrible.
They're owned by Wendy's?
Tim Hortons and the Hudson's Bay Company. Everything that
I mean,
is Canadian,
yes.
Gone.
Here's a little fun fact.
I nodded.
There's
that
no
was weird.
Bell telephones on any Tim Hortons place.
I'm disgusted.
Because they cut off Tim Hortons service when
what?
He was starting the business.
Oh, God.
The one right up,
Alexander.
It's not on their property, it's on the city's property. Dumbass.
Nice. Okay.
Todd, what's your opinion on the dear old death penalty?
I would like the death penalty, being the liberal-minded person I am. Go Liberals!
Hail Harper!
Oh yes,
yeah, you know,
Stephen Harper is our Prime Minister,
well,
just so you know.
He is also the principal in Boston Public. Just
and he will hunt you
out.
Down,
throw,
he will hunt you down if
there.
You insult
the
conservative
principal?
Power.
Stephen Harper.
Stephen Harper in Boston Public. Except
what a
black.
Terrible show.
Alright, next up on our list of random crap.
Emo versus goth. Can someone tell me the difference?
Really? Okay, emos cut themselves. Goth
ladies and
music.
Gentlemen.
I think emo
actually,
replaced
they're both
goth.
Music.
Goth is
I'm
a
not,
religion,
not,
first of all. Don't
okay, I'm going to open up my
just
heart
to
here.
Just to let you all know.
I'm going to open up my heart here. I've been to both sides of this coin.
No, you haven't.
I have been. Definitely. But we'll save that story for a later episode.
Laura.
There's something about Laura's. Okay. That's not the point, though.
You might not find out.
We're not going to get into Brendan's love life.
We all have ADD, so basically we bring up something and we forget about it.
Yeah, did you guys see the skin on my elbow?
That's a lie. I'm clean. I'm clean, guys.
Cleanest. Okay.
Cleanest.
I'm anyway. I'm the only one here who doesn't suffer from genital herpes. Just funny this
comes
one
in
out.
A perfume bottle. Remember that.
Okay. Oh, what were we saying? Oh, emo versus
emo,
goth.
Yes.
See, I
please.
Told you,
Brendan. Okay, so goth is a religion. When did this happen?
They're like anarchists. They're
like
gothic.
Honestly, it's like a culture.
Yeah, what are they,
goths are like anarchists. They really are.
That's
you know?
Why
yeah, exactly.
We believe in anarchy, an eye
do
for
we?
An eye.
Okay,
an
eye
and we'd all be deaf. Remember that.
We'd all be blind and deaf.
I personally think. I think you're wrong, Mark. I'm just gonna be quite frank with that. Anarchy sucks, man. We're gonna make a new one, and we're gonna call it Truthian. Truthiness.
Just for
Brendan
the,
Stephen rules
now,
everyone.
Just so we don't get sued, I'm gonna quote the great Stephen Colbert. Yeah, praise the Lord in heaven for his name.
For the love of God. Yeah.
Todd has something against Stephen Colbert. Todd, would you like to tell us why you have such a terrible vendetta against dear
because
old Stephen?
Because the L is silent. That is
that is not nice! Stephen is a good man.
Yes,
if you're listening, Stephen, I love you.
We all worship
not homosexually,
you here.
Platonically.
We all worship you here.
Je ne suis pas homosexual.
Like, I have a picture of
you
in my room.
Did we even say the name of the show?
Oh, Failure to Comply
yes,
Radio.
We said
actually.
The name of the show.
Did we?
Brendan said it in
maybe,
his
maybe,
hardcore
maybe,
man
maybe we should. That wasn't me. The deep voice. Okay, never mind. Maybe we should explain what that
your
means.
Over. Failure to comply. We don't comply with you failures in life.
It really means that
sure
we hate everyone and we are against everyone.
Honestly, this entire
and
group is a bunch of
that.
Complainers. You want to know how
really?
We met? We were complaining about random crap.
We had to go to Complainers Anonymous.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We're all complainer-aphobic.
You know they have Workaholics Anonymous. Is that not funny? I find that quite funny.
All right, chaps.
There was dead air there.
No, there wasn't.
No, there wasn't.
We're not going to talk about dead air.
No.
Dead air isn't good for a show.
Let's see here.
It's because you're an immigrant, company. It's because you're an immigrant.
I'm not an immigrant. My family is
immigrants. Immigrants come to the country, and they don't know English, so they can't get a job, and then they go on welfare. Or,
Well, when I immigrated
assistance.
Here in 1864... I knew.
1864.
I'm
She's lying.
Canada
she emigrated here even. About 2 days ago.
Hold on, maybe it was. I'm just kidding.
Jihad.
Indian war dance.
Okay. Speaking of emigration, there's a little interesting fact you have to know about Company.
Yeah,
Company lived amongst the Dutch.
Money. There was an end.
Wait, guys.
Not come.
Ooh, the Holland. Ooh,
it's the Nederlander. Yes!
And legalized prostitution.
So she has a bit of Dutch in her mind, so please excuse her for that. It's not her fault.
You know what? Shut up.
I honestly don't blame the Dutch at all for being evil. They do share a border with Belgium.
Okay,
so
you know what? They love Canada, and I'm all for that.
Great. I can live with that.
Everybody loves
I can
Canada.
Live with that.
Except for you.
I saw something on CNN about the Dutch a few days ago.
I don't think you did. No. But, CNN, the crazy news channel.
Oh, guys, this
they
is
were...
totally not subtle. I just wanted to
okay,
tell
see, I don't watch
What's
CNN.
What's it supposed to be?
CNN, yeah,
neither do I.
Biased. All
Larry
American
King,
news channels, biased.
That guy's cool.
I'm sorry, I just thought
see,
I'd
see, I don't mind a little bias from time to time.
It's true.
What are you talking
anyway,
about?
Anyway, CNN,
You're
the crazy
like hardcore
news channel.
Conservative. When did that happen?
5 minutes ago, since we started recording this.
I'm bleeding. Okay.
Anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, Company is bleeding.
Well, allow me to get my first
attention, interweb. Interweb.
Interweb.
Okay. Oh, guess what I saw on the news to tell you this. Internet bullies. Oh!
Was it on CNN, the crazy news channel?
Shut up.
Company
really,
has a problem.
Internet
bullies.
What is the deal? Like,
I
you
do that
say,
all the time.
You can just
deal
say
with
no.
Homework?
Like, they close the window.
I do that all the time.
How can
bully
you bully someone on the
bullied?
Internet?
Are you harassed?
No, I don't
because
get it.
No.
You,
how do you bully someone on the
guys,
internet?
Guys, I'm the guy who gets bullied, not the guy who bullies.
Shut up.
No, Brennan has guns in his locker.
Not just guns. Oh,
and women.
I keep an ICBM. ICBM, which stands for Intercontinental Ballistic Missile.
Which we learned in geography from Mr. John Doe.
Oh,
yeah, that was in Canada.
So what's up with lint? Eh?
Lint?
I'm kidding.
Yeah, that was a little awkward there. That was a little...
What's the deal with lint? I mean, it's just
really,
sitting there
lint.
In your pocket.
And
lint
sheets.
Did anyone see... Did anyone...
I think we just lost our audience.
Okay,
now we can talk about the important things. So,
officially
bombing.
The last listener no.
Did anyone see the awards show? I don't know what it's called, because I don't watch Canadian awards show. Okay, all Canadians out there, I think we all have to admit, our awards show just really don't do
because
very
well.
That's why we had to bring in Coldplay.
But Pam Anderson...
We had to bring in Coldplay, for God's sake!
But Pam Anderson, God love her breasts, she totally came up there and she was like, okay, guys, here's what we're gonna do, okay?
God save the whales.
We are going...
Not whales.
We are going to totally freaking ban seal hunt, okay, guys? And trust me, this will work, okay? It will make our country better.
Well, I myself
better.
Hunted a seal yesterday,
well,
and
I have
to say, it is fine.
I don't think Pamela Anderson is a voice on the South
I don't think anyone
but...
should trust Pamela Anderson saying anything.
Or her breasts. Just pointing this out, guys.
Thanks.
Okay, anyway.
You scared me. You jerk.
I mean, John Doe.
John
Hello,
Doe.
John.
Hello.
Joe.
My name is
Edit
John
here.
Doe.
Matt Mark's matron.
We live in Ontario.
I think we can all agree people are morons.
I agree with you there.
And
I'm a moron.
Brendan is a moron.
I'm in my own class, guys. Like, I'm not a moron, yet I'm also not a complete noodle douchebag,
like,
you know?
Noodle.
Like,
noodle?
Razzmatazz.
Noodle.
It's fanfare, you know, gotta have a little.
Brendan the noodle. Do we have drums? Do we have
drum
drums?
Drum roll, please.
That was kind of pathetic.
That's fair.
Okay.
But,
okay, it's making
you're not, like,
audacity,
dumb,
you know,
though.
Crazy.
You're, like, funny dumb. Everybody else is just an idiot.
Believe it or
it's
not,
true.
I'm actually a very intelligent
you know
person.
What?
This is true. The
Canada.
Whole...
Everyone except us. Idiots.
Us four?
No,
us four? Okay,
we love Canada.
We have a pretty diverse group here. I mean, we have
we
a
do.
Couple people that are...
I mean, we've got white, we've got white people, and Conwini!
Let's all go through our backgrounds here. I'm Scottish and Irish.
You better
that
not
wasn't necessary. And I'm also a hardcore Frenchman.
Todd, what are you?
Cool.
I'm German.
Dirty German.
Okay,
and you called me a Nazi. Todd.
Indian, Venezuelan, and part Martian.
Yay!
Martian.
That's a little awkward there.
Yeah, I'm German and British.
You're British? Oh my god, Mark's British. That's good.
Maybe I'm part
like,
Russian,
yeah,
too.
Britain.
Yeah.
Hey, Commonwealth. It's just an excuse to exclude the U.S., really.
A lot of our viewers are politically inclined, so I'm gonna tell you guys what that is.
The Commonwealth is an association of various countries formerly under the control of the United Kingdom.
Thank you,
interesting.
Brendan.
Thank
That's
you,
the definition
John Doe.
Of the day. We need the word of the episode.
How about
Commonwealth?
Okay. Commonwealth. Commonwealth.
No, wait.
Today's number is 5.
And our letter
five
is B
is the loneliest number. Actually,
that
it's
makes
not.
No okay. sense.
You know, I just want to.
Ready for a corny joke?
Know something.
You ready for a corny joke?
I am ready for a corny
Chuck
joke.
Chuck Norris.
Why?
Chuck Norris can divide by zero.
Thanks. Yeah.
Why is 6 afraid of 7?
Because
7, 8, 9.
That's brilliant.
Laugh track. Okay, I want to know something.
Have a laugh track.
Is the U.S. Iraq
Anyone
war
want to
over?
Donate laughs to
okay.
our laugh track?
This is another. This is another huh. time where I have
on
to
on a website that we don't have
oh,
yet.
Honest to God, my mom has this friend. I mean, John Doe has this friend.
Okay, stop.
John
and
boy.
And she laughs in the weirdest way. She's like, ha, ha.
I know someone who's
to the Hamptons. Okay, but where were we? I have to quote Stephen Colbert again. Because
for the love of God.
No, I have a quote from
in the Iraq
Colbert.
In the Iraq American War, truthiness reigns supreme. If we think we're winning, we are. Do you
we
think
are
we're winning?
Winning?
I don't think we're
what do you mean,
in the
we?
War very
okay,
much.
Okay, the world is screwed. Can we just stay at that?
I was just saying, is the U.S. Iraq War over?
How
no.
many ways
no,
is the
world
it'll never
be
over until
well,
Bush is out of presidency?
That was awkward. Anyway,
but we love him. Don't yeah, hurt us.
We,
we love your country.
We love you a long time.
Every
we love you a long time.
Oh, how you doing, big fella? Oh.
Okay. Anyway,
and now that we've scared the rest of our homosexual viewers away.
Okay. I think. This was kind of had to do with my other topic. Bail is stupid if you kill all the people in Ontario.
Like
you're
me.
You're up for bail in 20 years.
Exactly.
You're not going to get it.
Bail
but
do you know because I was underage, my bail was $5? I'm dead serious. And I got my criminal record, like, wiped. But just in case the government starts to hunt me, just in case the government starts to hunt me,
It was John Doe.
I didn't do any of that, okay?
Adopting Chinese babies.
Yes! For all you homosexuals out there, this is the part of the show you want to hear, alright?
Okay.
They already left.
So,
FTC step-by-step guide to adopting a Chinese child.
Chinese babies
step
cost
one.
Minimum, like, $3,000. I mean,
how can you put
selling,
a
they're like, selling their kids.
But,
you know what? Why don't you just not have more?
There is good news, though. Buy two, you get one free. You know? You get one free. So, don't worry about that.
That's true.
Today, let's spin the globe. North Korea. No one goes in, and no one comes out.
You know what I love about North Korea?
Awesome. North Korea, basically.
It's above South Korea.
You screwed up, okay? North Korea's kicking your ass.
But honestly, guys, honestly, if there's any North Koreans out there, I just want to compliment your country in the fact that you're a giant landmine. I really think that's brilliant. You guys really set yourselves apart. I swear to God, the world's biggest landmine is the president of your country, okay?
Which we don't know.
What's his name? He was on that movie. The America. Team America. What was his name? The guy was going,
Do you
I'm
trust it?
Shaw.
Are you going to trust
Ronry? You know, that guy.
Oh, that guy? That was
Kim Jong-il. Kim Jong-il. Kim, if you're listening, you're a good man.
Like, seriously.
Though, get some acne help. You really need some acne help there, buddy.
Because you can really tell from, like, a mannequin in a South Park movie kind of thing.
Okay.
Moving along.
Do you want to hear a story? I'm sure you Americans love MSN. Not Messenger, the website. I'm not that shallow. But here's the thing. I went on there a few days ago.
You're pretty shallow.
He's like, ugh.
And
brunette.
Here's this Iraqi guy, one of their militants. And
militants.
He can't handle a machine gun. So honestly, guys, I'm going to give you a little replay of what happened.
Because they can
America,
see.
Dogs, you will die for your... Why is this thing not working? I need some help here, guys. Can you? And then these two guys come in and spend the next 10 minutes helping him fix his machine gun. And there's literally a director in the background. He's like, okay, 3, 2, 1, action. American dogs. And he's firing the gun as he's going. And he honestly can't handle it. His arm's being shot back. Now, I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
I mean,
It is kind of funny, but you know it's funny.
The world would be a better place if we had more people like him.
Okay, really. I want to point out that over 80% of our viewers are American, so after that little comment, we will get hunted down.
Oh.
She didn't mean it. She didn't mean it.
We live in Alberta.
In a little town called Kapuskasing. That's right. We have towns called Kapuskasing.
Apparently it's Kapuskasing, but that's just wrong. If anyone's from there, change the way that you pronounce
the new Canadian capital, guys. Happy Valley, Toronto. Goose Bay. We're right there.
What about Medicine Hat?
Medicine Hat. That's pretty awesome.
Or Kamloops.
Speaking of
doesn't
weird
that
names.
Just sound like a
see,
sexy
the Americans have such
like
great
a
names.
Cereal.
The Americans have such great names. Detroit. San Francisco. New York City.
No, it's
Washington.
It's Massachusetts.
He's making love to U.S. names.
It's Massachusetts.
I make love to words a lot.
Yeah, I found out how to say Massachusetts when I was in New York. I always thought it was Massachusetts, and I was like,
wait,
that's
wait,
not
guys,
right.
Guys, moment. Mississippi.
This is a Brandon Steven moment.
That's good.
Okay. Like I was saying, Pepsi commercial, pretty funny.
Is that
I'm
the one with Jimmy Fallon?
See, I stopped watching it when Britney Spears wasn't doing it anymore. Quite frankly.
Hey, you know, she got
drink
her
the
husband
Pepsi
a bodyguard.
And I'll do you in
funny?
Your closet. You know, just like.
She got her husband a bodyguard.
Did she?
Good yeah. for her.
But secretly, it's just her. Someone that makes him not cheat
speaking
on her.
Speaking of her husband, Kevin Federline.
Ah, backup
what
dancer.
What a rat.
Don't marry a backup
what
dancer.
What a rat.
Don't marry a backup dancer. I'm just
and Kevin,
there.
If you're listening, I don't care. You're a rat. Just honestly.
Speaking of rats, so Tom Cruise is a Scientologist.
Ah, Tom Cruise. He needs to retire.
If there's any one philosophy we at FTC have, it's that Tom Cruise is a fruit.
He is
the scum
devil.
Of the earth.
The scum of the earth.
The,
Tom Lucifer Cruise, that's his name?
Is it really his name?
No, I don't know.
Yes,
but it is now.
Okay, does anybody get this Scientology thing?
I don't get it.
I don't
understand
it.
Todd knows all about it. Todd,
tell us about Scientology.
Okay, here's the background. Basically, there was this galactic emperor who wanted to enslave all the people, and then he had too many species or something, so he took them and threw them into a volcano on Earth and blew them up. With DC-8.
Which we can do that to Tom Cruise.
Sounds like a good religion.
Guys, as we speak, Tom Cruise is praying.
That's something you can put your faith into right there.
Oh, yeah.
They came on DC-8 planes.
Ron Hubbard, he died a little bit.
That reminds me of South Park.
He
and he was a science fiction novel.
Hey, guess what?
Writer. Person.
From now on, or from later on, sugary sodas are going to be expelled from schools.
You're not serious. My sister told me that. John Doe. My sister, John Doe. She... No, she told me that. Is that true?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're going for it. They want to ruin our health. Well,
again?
Jeez, you're all fat anyway.
Well, yeah.
Thanks, Gunmini.
Shut up, Todd. You're not fat.
Obesity. Todd's the large one in our group.
Bastard.
Larger, not the large.
And I do his mom.
I'm going to kill you.
After we never press pause, but when we do...
You know, you guys...
Oh, my God.
You guys should take this to Jerry Springer. Jerry Springer.
Do you have a popular podcast?
Okay, you want to hear a Jerry Springer story?
Go.
A prostitute went on the show. And
what a surprise.
Her grandmother was
she was a prostitute.
I saw that one.
And she was her prostitute. Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah, the grandmother was
pimping
her
grandmother.
But listen,
and then
wow.
This guy, she was married to this guy. She didn't know he was a prostitute. But not only was she a prostitute, but she was having an affair, an actual affair, with a guy who was purchasing her. Now,
purchasing
see, this
purchasing.
Seems like a normal Jerry Springer thing until you see the guy. He was a midget.
Okay, now that's just kind of...
The sex must be horrible.
By the way, little people.
Oh, yeah, okay, politically...
Little people.
Like, listen to this. Politically, correctness, waitress and waiter are supposed to be Waitron. Who wants to sound like a robot, really?
Waitron.
Okay.
Server.
Listen to this. The War Department, together with the Navy Department, became the Defense Department in 1947, implying that the United States does not initiate wars.
What?
Are you kidding?
It should be more like the defense slash from time to time when we feel like an offense department. You know?
Anyone who's attacking the U.S. is just
I just like to put in there our name that we chose not to have was Fresco Radio. It was hot with passion.
Apparently Todd says Fresco
it's Portuguese
gay,
for cool.
And, now it is.
And everyone in this group likes the Portuguese except for Todd, who's a racist.
And Steve Harper, who's supporting them.
Yeah.
But anyway, go Portuguese.
You know what I think?
You're good workers.
We need more police in Canada.
Police?
Why?
Yeah, what?
I mean, I even like though we have a little bit, I think if you're being attacked or something, if you shout, police, police, like in big, no police is gonna come. I mean,
ooh, role playing. Ready, guys? Who wants to be the police officer? I'll be the police officer, and you'll be the guy in the car.
Isn't that kind of
I'm the guy in the what?
Excuse me. Excuse me, ma'am. You were going over the speed limit there.
Was I? Really?
Well,
like, well, I was changing my color contacts, and I couldn't see. I saw, like, all red when I put in the contact. Anyway.
Ma'am, I'd like to ask you to get out of your car.
Bounce.
Oh, wow.
Na 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 na.
And now something from Todd.
What?
You're supposed to do your
now
trill.
A word from our sponsor.
Hello. Have you been hurt in a car? Hurt in a car? Hey, you know, Celino and Barnes broke up.
I know.
Did they? Now he's just the Barnes firm.
What about Celino? That changed too, didn't it?
Yeah, and there's two Matar
like
lawyers.
A sexual relationship?
I don't know. Celino and Barnes.
Oh, William. Oh, Matar. No, wait. That doesn't make sense. Oh, Celine. Oh, Barnes. Barnes. Barnes.
But really, Celino and Barnes, if you're out there, what's going on?
Barnes! Barnes! Barnes!
Okay, so close to the
Barnes!
Yeah, back to
speaking
business,
of Barnes,
speaking
country
of Barnes.
Versus city.
Country
we
versus
win.
City.
City wins.
Basically, the you story is here that the city sucks. Screw all you people from the city.
Todd's
okay,
from the country,
ladies and gentlemen, here's our first special debate. City people versus farm people. Here's my opinion. Farm people suck.
Farm people don't suck.
Todd,
what are
your opinion?
About? City people suck.
Rightio.
The city's atrocious.
I think the city's great.
Atrocious?
Yes, yeah, atrocious.
Vom atrocious? Is it vom atrocious,
no,
dog?
Do you have a problem with my vocabulary?
Yes.
No, see, I honestly, I have nothing against, I really do. Just.
I mean, John Doe.
John Doe. But do you have your moments? You know, the farm people have their moments. For example, did you know on the American-Canadian border, the only war we've ever won against the Americans was a farm war?
You do realize that I'm not.
Oh, we totally won the War of 1812.
We did.
Okay, you know what?
Yeah.
America, I know you guys have dumb. I know you guys have a massive pride, but just accept it. We did beat you there.
Okay. Because you attacked us and then you left. So we win.
We win. Quite basically. But though we had the natives to help us.
Our principal, John Doe, is a farmer.
Is so he really?
He is.
No,
he is.
He lives on the tree farm or something. Or fruit farm.
In
or
the Demeter tree farm.
In Kentucky.
Oh my good. Is Jack, I mean John Doe.
Dan.
John Doe.
Okay. Dominate just squared. That's a new one.
What? I said Dan.
You said damn.
Damn.
Then we should mention
no,
the whole,
our principal, though. Here's
how
our
the border system sucks.
Screw you. Let me make my
like
impression.
I like the
border.
Let
John
him make
Joe.
His impression.
See, our principal's a lot like Seymour. He's like, I live at home with my mother and I'm single.
Much well, like Brendan.
And I'm a principal of a major Catholic high school.
Catholic. Yeah, Catholic.
Not
Catholic.
That we prefer
oh,
any
yeah.
religion.
Not that we're, like, complete Catholics.
See, what I do is every week or so, I'll convert.
Not that, we're
just
not
to keep, that we have any subliminal messages
just
here.
To keep the pot
Catholics
stirring.
Ooh.
Just keep the...
Jesus died on the cross.
Okay, you want to hear a story? You want to hear a story, guys? I'm losing faith. I'm losing faith in God.
Come and eat. Just hit me.
You elbowed me, too.
I know, I'm anyway. Just so big.
Why are you losing faith, Brent? Preach yeah. to me, little boy.
I was
it's
sitting
because
in mass.
He read the Da Vinci
I was,
Code. Way
yeah,
to
that's
blow.
It. That's the one.
Way to go,
fiction,
Da Vinci
everybody.
Code.
For
fiction.
Anyone who's read the Da Vinci Code, fiction. You'll understand completely. If you haven't, then you won't understand at all. The Da Vinci Code changes you, man.
Tell your story about your John Doe
grandmother.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I told you I was Scottish. I have to tell you one thing now. My grandma is hardcore
Irish.
Scottish. And she's hardcore she's hardcore religious too. So I told her once I was losing face and face.
You
faith.
Faith today.
And here's her reaction. What in Jesus Christ do you mean you're losing bloody faith? And honestly, she's a big woman. She leaped out of her chair, spazzed out at me. Bloody hell! What do you mean? You're losing bloody faith!
Brendan wants to be an actor. Remember, he has references. Hire him!
Yes, if you would like to contact Brendan Steven, then dial 206.
Brendan underscores
Brendan Steven! He'll give you good times!
That's
oh,
Brendan,
I love you long time!
Brendan_Steven with a V at hotmail.com.
Thanks, Kunmini.
Yeah, actually, you're wrong. There was a 73 at the end of that.
Okay. By the way, Kunmini's address is...
By the way, FTCRadio.net.
We live in Kentucky.
Yes, we're one of you.
Kentucky,
I mean, us.
Kentucky
one of us.
Is the... Kentucky is the John Doe of cities.
Reminds me of Family Guy. I came here to see the Colonel.
I told you,
I said he did.
The Colonel! He dead. I told you, he dead. The Colonel!
Plagiarism.
It's not, it's called reference.
Please don't make a lawsuit.
Like,
attention, Fox.
Okay, you know
don't
what? You can make
us.
A lawsuit about anything at all.
What about the
like
KKK?
Like when they burn their mouth on
the KKK. Yeah. They can't even spell clan. Can you believe that?
Yes, I know.
Jeez,
if I made a clan, it would be the CCC,
so...
the cool kids clan.
Then you must spell kids.
But I didn't spell kids.
Good for you.
I'm just kidding. I
wow.
stole that from
you can
somewhere.
Tell Mark's the smart one.
Yeah.
Mark's told me about his lover. Elone, I mean, John Doe.
Jane Doe.
John Doe.
Jane Doe.
That's where we use a little creative editing here.
Let's just be honest about, I'm going to be honest about Mark's lover's name. His name is Tim.
Tim Doe.
Okay, guys, we're going to give you a little party right now. This is the part of the show where I get to express my acting skills.
Forget the song.
And by acting skills, yeah. I mean, I'm going to talk about Jane, who shall remain... I have my emo moments, right? So this is where I release my heartfelt anger and plagiarism. So, without further ado... Wait, Mark and Todd, you'll co-star at certain points. Feel free to jump in. Feel
don't
free.
Know what to say.
Ready, boys?
Let's not listen.
Here comes the silence. Jane, I have something to tell you. I love you, but you don't understand, Jane, it just, you mean so much to me, your love is like breath of fresh air on my wind. Jane, you have to understand, you mean so much to me, our 12 children, you can't leave us, Jane. Your life is just, it means so much to me, your soul is deep within me, and it's dug within my heart. I can't lose you, Jane. I love you too much! Don't leave me, Jane! You don't understand, I'm nothing without you! It's like George Bush without an army! It's horrible! Please, Jane, you understand! I need you, Jane! Your love! It means so much to me! That's right, that's the spot, Jane, that's the spot! Jane, just, please, just do it once! Do it once! Do your Bush impression just once, please. Before you go. I need you, Jane. I need your love. Filling my life with light. I left school for you. I left the prostitution ring for you. Jane, you have to understand. You mean so much to me. Just, I think it's time for a climax. Oh my God. Jane, just. Jane, dude, don't leave. Don't leave. Think of Billy. Little Billy and Tiny Tim, who was a cripple. That's plagiarization, but it's not the point. The point is... Jane, you mean too much to me.
Anyway.
Jane! A little clapping, audience support.
And that was Todd on the piano.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, right.
Later on the show, we'll do another one, except with your dear president.
Oh man, good
Bush.
Stuff.
Funny man, Bush. So
not very funny.
Well, oh, by the way, when the website is up and coming, send some comments because I want to know if I'm just being a fag.
I believe it will be FTCRadio.net.
And you can send your comments to radio@FTCRadio.net
when it's up.
And by comments, I mean tell me if I'm a fag or not because I get that a lot.
I can tell you right now.
Go die, John.
You don't want the answer that he's gonna tell you.
Seriously though, don't.
Todd's jealous because I did his mom.
Yeah. What if there are like two? Yesterday, someone asked someone if they cut themselves. Do you know how bad
well,
that
John
is?
Doe asked Jane Doe.
Okay. Actually, Jane Doe. Say, and Jane Doe.
I don't cut myself.
Jane and Jane
I don't.
And Jane.
Okay, ready?
Can you not break that? Because it's not even mine.
Big topic
yes,
here.
Yes, that was Todd screaming. Thank you.
Microsoft. Okay, so Bill Gates is going to rule the world. Well, his company.
No, he
won't. He doesn't even do anything.
He's going to die eventually.
Todd's telling me I'm getting too close to the mic.
I hate Microsoft.
Am I getting too close to the mic here, Todd?
Yes.
Clearly. Now you're too far away.
Okay, guys, the show is just broken up. Come on.
What are you talking about? The show is the strongest word ever.
Okay, well, yeah,
pretty much.
Brendan,
that's the climax here.
Is now in a small closet by himself, and we don't want to know what he's doing.
Jane! Jane! Speaking of Jane, I'm going to go totally off topic here and talk about
this
a big...
This is even mine.
I'm going to talk about a big hot-button issue in Canada. Our army.
What army?
The Canadian army.
See, I'm going to tell you something about our army. When you subscribe to the army,
exist.
You go in there, after you're done your training, he's like, alright, son, here's your gun. This is a musket. I realize. Now, if you run out of ammo for that, use this. This is a bow and arrow. Don't worry, if you run out of ammo, use that. This is a stick. Don't worry, it works fine. Like, honestly, Canadians ambushing someone, you know? Honestly, walking through the valley, then we're up, like, ATTACK! Tossing our sticks at them, absolutely nothing happens. The whole battalion gets blasted down, you know?
But, Bush, I just want to tell you something. We are actually making a moose army.
Moose like, army?
We're sending you some spy information.
That was the single most dumb thing I've
I know,
ever heard.
But really, there are.
Todd thinks we're all stupid. I think we should get on that topic.
We are.
Todd thinks we're all stupid. Todd hates
why
people.
Are you so negative?
You know what?
Men.
He never ever called Todd. He'll be like, this is Todd, you're an idiot. And
me
that's how
me personally, I'm a very social person. So, like, honestly, when I like to talk to people, the problem with Todd and the others are they don't like people. Ass. At all.
Because people are morons.
I, honestly, are. That's why I don't like people. I don't like people because
people are
dumb
idiots.
And they're ignorant and they act like
ignorant,
they're better
Mark?
Than everybody else. Yeah, Mark.
Mark
by the way,
ignorant.
Mark's secretly a racist. He just doesn't know it.
No, I'm not.
Mark is a racist.
He's also
hey,
a pathological
Todd,
liar.
Todd said like 10 things in the past week and I just like, okay, I'm not going to mention anything.
He's also blonde.
Yeah, blonde.
Can't trust me.
Wow, Mark's the only blonde.
Somewhat,
if you're somewhat blonde,
brown,
I've lost all faith in you.
I'm not somewhat blonde.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go
but
cry in the
but we only keep Mark because he finances the whole show.
Pretty much.
No, Todd, actually, I don't even know why
Mark,
I'm here.
Mark,
yeah,
why is Cunmany here?
Is
that's
Cunmany
a topic.
Here?
Mark put a considerable interest, like, put a considerable amount of money into the show.
Yes.
He spent $250
like
on the bus
Jane
ticket.
Doe, dollars.
But again, Cunmany doesn't want to be here.
Dollars.
I don't know why I'm here.
Why are you here?
I argued for it to not
see,
be here.
Our,
so it's not
see,
my fault.
I don't
I'm
want
sorry.
Us. I don't want us all to look like a bunch of raging homosexuals. So Cunmany just lays down the line for us, you know.
Lays down the line.
And
yes,
Todd's under
the
impression. The
line.
Todd's under the impression Cunmany's not funny. So here's another comment thing
why,
for you guys.
Don't throw that in there.
You
know what?
You
now they're going to put me on the spot.
Is funny,
and now I'm going to be
please
like.
Please email
totally
radio at ftcradio.net.
When Mark
FTC.
Does the website.
Well, by the time this is out, obviously, it's going to be a website.
Why did we just record that part there?
Well, for the viewers who have kept it. With us this long, I've got a little bit of a something to admit. I'm not Canadian. No! Okay, I'm joking.
Brendan's actually
true.
From New York.
I'm a New Yorker.
He's actually
no,
from
not.
Kazakhstan.
He's actually no! from
Kazakhstan. Honestly, you know what? They speak Kazakhstan. You need there.
I
never knew that. I was
they
like,
speak
wow.
In Iraq.
Iraq.
Iraqi.
It's not.
We're not.
Is that a language?
Language. We're
it's
not.
Arabic.
Sure.
Okay.
It's
if
like,
you know what they
like
speak
Arabic.
In Iraq,
maybe.
Because we don't know how to use a computer, don't know how to research.
No.
Then
we don't
send
know
it
because I'm from the country. Don't blame me.
Send it to Mark at.
No.
No, I just
want
to
radio
say something.
Radio at FTCRadio.
There are certain aspects about America that I really don't like, but there's one thing I really have to give you props for. New York City.
Obesity.
I have to give yeah, indeed. But other than that, I have got to give you guys props for New York City. I honestly...
I went to Times Square, and I thought I was going to have a seizure. Like, it is so bright. Stop advertising. That there's. There you go. Take them all down.
Times Square.
You even had a giant advertisement for a Jewish meeting people online thing, and it was really big, and it felt like it was going to kill me.
Muzzle top. Okay, I'm done.
Anyway. Okay, sorry, just kind of spacing out here. Listening
Hitler.
To Brendan. Hitler.
Open the striking net!
There's one thing in this world that I love, and I know you, everyone that views it loves them too. Pussycat dolls.
Yeah.
I hate the pussycat
dolls. They scare
I love
me.
Them. Have you seen their videos? Don't you
no.
Me keep your feet with. Hot like me. And they're just like the whip.
Okay, that's just kind of weird.
Yeah, Brendan.
You know what? You're weird. You go to hell, sir. you, sir, can go to hell.
You, sir, are a little thing I like to call prejudice.
Pride and prejudice.
You're under the impression I'm a racist, which I'm not.
No.
I'm pretty sure we're all racist. He loves people. Inside.
I'm not racist.
Speaking of which, I have several nice black friends.
Speaking of which,
by the
name
Yakuza. Of John Doe and John Doe.
And a little Jane Doe.
See, this is living
I don't like
there's
Jane
living
Doe,
proof
though,
that we're
bitch.
Not racist or sexist on the show right now.
Penumbulum.
Speaking of which, I just thought I'd publicly embarrass her. She misspelled her name once. Penumbulum.
You know what? It's hard to spell my name, John.
It's so long. Okay.
What's your favorite TV show, Mark? I've never asked you this.
House, man.
I don't know. I'd have to, I'd have to say The Simpsons because it's such a long time hit for me. I mean, the Colbert Report is...
Colbert
King. Is nice and classic.
I prefer Okay, you guys are... You love Colbert, like, to a state that
honestly,
it's not even...
Honestly, I'm stuck between
it's
Family
It's not
Guy.
Even normal.
I'm stuck between Family Guy, Colbert, and South Park.
South
I just
Park?
Love when they just
You know what?
Those.
I've never seen a whole episode of South Park.
You should.
I have.
Right.
It's good.
All our viewers
good
out
stuff.
There, I guarantee, have seen South Park.
Actually, I have a
Kenny's
feeling Comedy wouldn't like it at all.
Kenny dies every episode. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I know that.
Don't sue that... We keep plagiarizing.
It's not. It's reference.
No, it's just saying something. It's, like,
it's not like we're stealing it. It's
technically,
not like...
this whole show is plagiarism. I mean, other people in South Park have said the word.
You know
hello.
Who I hate? You know who I hate with a passion? Dr. Phil.
Ah, agreed.
He doesn't help Dr. anyone.
Dr. Phil. And that'll be the closing music.
No, seriously,
I have the perfect song.
He doesn't do anything.
Yeah,
he just sits there and nods and says, "Tell me about your feelings."
I've only seen one episode of him. And
I've
honestly,
never
at the
seen
end
one.
Of the show, this is honestly what he does. Okay, guys, I'm going to leave you two to fight this out. All right, we'll see you next week with whoever we're bringing on. He goes up, he grabs his wife from the audience, and he leaves.
Yep.
And here are these two bickering in between each other, like, you go to
They're
hell!
Like, you didn't solve our problem one bit.
I know,
exactly.
He doesn't do
they
anything.
They just edit that out and beep it, so that, you know, when they beep stuff, they're actually getting mad at Dr. Phil, Jerry Springer, Maury, Montel.
Vietnam, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, guys.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, Mark's fantasy?
Personal joke. I don't think we want to get into that. We'll save that for later episodes.
Save.
On the next episode of FTC.
Da, da, da. Ah! I'll tell you one thing, guys.
Yeah, I've mentioned
Mennonite!
I think Brandon wants to be the next Marilyn Manson.
I do. But you know what?
He was at his best in Bowling for Columbine.
Ew! Todd said the word penis. Okay, guys, you know me, I like to listen to what the hell's going on. The government has decided to give people tickets, specifically teenagers, who hold their pants too low. Does anyone else?
Well, we've got uniforms, so I haven't seen people in normal clothes for a very long time.
Very long time. I mean, we're all...
Speaking of which, I have normal clothes here.
Wow.
After this.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, okay.
After
Brandon
we go into our real lives.
Wolf.
Lives, right,
yeah.
Because we have them.
Exactly,
oh, yes.
Guys.
Actually, I have no life. I feel really sad because you write, he acts, Mark pays for stuff, and I have
even,
no life
speaking
at all.
Of acting,
I don't even write.
I'm feeling a vibe for the moment for our next little theatrical performance here, guys. Are you feeling this?
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
This time we'll have
this a... I have to get up again?
Yeah.
I mean, Todd has to go play the piano.
Excuse
okay,
me.
Okay, this time we're going to do a little group effort, all right?
Okay.
We're going to show you the more passionate side of your
Wait,
darling
we can
president.
Do here. What they do with, whose line is it anyway? You know?
I don't know any songs.
We're going to show you more passionate side of your darling president.
Okay.
Ready?
Mr. George W. Bush.
My friends, I have unfortunate news. The Canadians are pouring through the border. Thousands upon thousands of Canadian troops.
We just can't stop.
Too many bow and arrows. Too many sticks. Just too many.
Too much maple syrup.
First we lost New York. Then San Francisco. Then Washington. We had to move to Florida! Bloody Florida!
What about New York?
I don't know what to do anymore. Cheney, what do I do? Cheney, this is not a time to be laughing.
Maybe I'll talk on behalf of Cheney. He doesn't know he got shot.
This is Cheney's talking assistant.
I'm cooler than Cheney, just so you know.
Cheney? I think I have to do something which I feel is necessary. We're going to nuke our own country!
Sounds like the best idea.
You're supposed to disagree with me.
Oh, no. You think
Mr. President, you forgot to take your pills this morning.
I don't care. Medication or not, there's too many Canadians. I'm
sorry. Sir, you have diabetes. You need this stuff, you know?
What are you talking about? There aren't any Canadians. None of them are coming, sir. Oh. You're lying to me. Send an order. Launch every nuclear bomb that we have. Annihilate North America in its entirety.
I think we should just give them the bacon. That's what they want.
Just do it. Please.
That was horrible.
Okay.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. I messed up a lot. And what song was that? I forget the song.
Nobody notices your piano, company.
Thanks. Todd's
piano. With vocal help from John Doe.
Alrighty-o, we're gonna wrap this up.
So yesterday I was talking to John Doe.
John Doe.
He told me. Actually, it was a girl. Never mind.
Jane Doe.
John Doe. We'll just refer to all of them as John Doe.
We're at a nice number, so should we
my foot's stuck in the chair, Mark.
Well, I think it's time for a wrap-up, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, hold on. Shout-out, since I wanted to remember. Okay, my shout-out goes to, I don't know, Pod Show, Adam Curry, the hero. Stephen Colbert. What about you, Brendan?
My shout-out goes to the... Company just spilt something.
Oh stress my
ball.
God!
So broke a stress ball in
we're gonna finish the show and then we're gonna clean this up. So shout
nice
out.
Job.
Hold on.
Yeah, okay, we're gonna take a picture. Give us 2 seconds, guys.
The
just broke a stress ball. You have a lot of stress, company. Okay, guys, I think let's finish the shout outs. Okay, my shout out goes to women because I love you guys. All right,
we love
Todd,
you long time.
My shout out goes to nobody.
Okay, because he doesn't like anyone. Everybody.
Here's my shout out. Whoever threw that pen at me in the hallway, I'm gonna get you.
She's gonna track you down.
I guess thanks for listening, guys.
And Drew, yes. I mean. John Doe.
We hope you come back, right, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
Alrighty
then. FTCradio.net. Send a comment to radio
I'm
at
so
next.
Sorry, Mark.
Next.
And remember,
guys, if you shake him more than twice, you're playing.